In our gospel today, Jesus speaks to the chief priests and the leaders of the people. He's kind of posing a question to them. The religious leaders of his day were often in discussion with him. And in a sense, he's asking all of us, too, this question. He says, a man has two sons. He came to the first and says, go into my vineyard today. And we know the son says, no, I will not. But then changes his mind. What's the significance of that? What is Jesus trying to tell us? The man goes to the other son and gives the same command. Go into my vineyard today. And the second son says, yes, sir. But doesn't go. So Jesus poses this question to all of us. Which of the two sons did the father's will? We have to ask ourselves, why is Jesus asking the leaders of his day this question? They answer correctly, right? They're right, yeah. The one son that went, that's the one that did his father's bidding, yes. So they know clearly who is doing the father's will. Yet Jesus indicates that although they know this, they don't take the step of acting upon this knowledge. Jesus says to them, amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him. But tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet when you saw this, you did not later change your minds and believe him. Why is Jesus telling them this? Is he taunting them? Is he trying to shame them in some way? I don't think so. He's not naming names or pointing fingers, but he is saying to them, you've been invited into the way of righteousness. You've been invited into this relationship with my Father. John the Baptist drew clear lines. He talked of what was evil, what was bad, what was leading us away from God, and he talked about what was leading us to God, what is bringing life. And Jesus says, when you saw the sinners, the tax collectors and the prostitutes, turning to God for mercy, you did not follow in their lead. You didn't say, okay, I guess they were right. Instead, you stood aloof. Why? Well, I think he's basically trying to say to them, you have status, right? You're the leaders. You're privileged in some way. You have things. You have dignity. You have the respect of the community. And so it's hard for you to humble yourself. It's hard for you to change your way. This is a fruit of our pride. And I think it's an invitation from the Lord to us as well. Jesus is telling the leaders of the people, you are not saved by your own righteousness. You can't save yourself. You can't be a good enough person on your own. It's just not possible. Even if you observe the law, you need my Father's mercy. You need my Father's mercy to be renewed. And if you're not asking for it, if you're not willing to ask for it, I can't give it to you. We may identify with that first son. We might recognize in ourselves a resistance to the will of God. We know God's will, right? Hopefully we're aware of it. We know our Ten Commandments. We know the precepts of the church. Hopefully we are aware of what the church teaches on moral issues, etc., etc. But there's still this natural resistance in us, isn't there? Not your will be done, but mine. That's often our first temptation. We reverse our Father. But like the first son, we can experience grace and conversion and humble ourselves. We can seek God's mercy. The Lord offers it to us. So even though we sin, we recognize in ourselves that we mess up, we fail, we are like the tax collectors and the prostitutes, eventually we admit that we need God's mercy. We have that indication. We are aware of ourselves. We humble ourselves, just like the first son did. We seek to receive God's mercy, and we enter the vineyard. Of course, the vineyard, what does that mean? It could mean just the kingdom of God, eternal life in heaven. But I think it also points to the kingdom of God here and now, living in the will of God, helping to harvest souls or bring souls to Christ in our lives. Then we have the second son. He represents those of us who know God's will. We're familiar with God's laws. We are aware of what God asks of us. He talks about him as a son, so in a sense, he must be identifying with baptism, right? So when we're baptized, we become sons and daughters of God. So there's a sense where this person says yes, and we can identify with that, can't we? In our own lives, we've done the right things. We've said yes. And yet, we still sort of say no. We don't go into the vineyard. We have said, I will go by getting baptized, by receiving our sacraments, by receiving, by even coming to Mass to some degree. We can say, I'm trying to do all the right things, but I still kind of want to do my own thing. So I want to have some of that going on, but I don't really give my full self. So have we received the sacraments of the Church, whether it's baptism or confirmation, First Communion, Holy Matrimony, Holy Orders? These are all a form of saying yes to God. And they're good, right? It's good to say yes to God in these things. It's an invitation always, right? And yet, do our actions show a continuation of that yes? What we live out in our daily lives, does that show a yes? Are we going to the vineyard? Or are we like the second son? Are we sort of seeking righteousness by our own actions? I'm a good person. I haven't done anything real bad. I've attained worldly position. I have fame. I have been honored by others. When it comes down to it, do we not go into the vineyard? Jesus warns the leaders. He warns us too. Tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. It is a warning to us. Where are we? So it's an invitation for us to look at our lives, to see which son have I been in my life? Which son am I right now? And which son do I want to be? This is a good question for us to ponder. And it's a question that Jesus is asking you right now in the Scriptures. When we read the Scriptures, Jesus speaks to us. So he's inviting us to ponder this. And for many of you who are faithful to coming to Mass, you're probably faithful to going to confession, faithful to seeking God. But perhaps there's parts of our lives where we do not enter the vineyard. We don't give it over to God. It may be that we see in our lives a sense of disobedience to the will of God. It may be that we see within ourselves that we've misused the gifts that God has given to us. It may be that we can see that God is asking of us to continue and fulfill our yes, the yeses that we offer to Him in the sacraments that we have received. It may be that the Lord is asking us to serve Him better than in the past. It may be that we recognize we need God's mercy. In the Sacrament of Reconciliation, Jesus turns our pride on its head. He brings victory from our defeat. He restores us to sonship, to daughtership, which we have perhaps rejected in some form or fashion, whether it's explicitly or implicitly. Christ invites you today to receive His mercy. He loves you too much to leave you in that unconverted place, just as He loved the Jewish leaders in His day, too much to leave them where they were. Now, did they repent? We don't know for sure, right? Probably some of them did, as the Church formed after Jesus' resurrection and things changed. Some of the priestly class did come over. They did become Christians and follow in the way of Jesus. But some probably stayed apart and never changed their hearts. They were convinced of their own righteousness, apart from Jesus' mercy. Now, for us as Americans growing up in this country, we have religious freedom. We've been, most of us, educated far beyond what anybody else in many other places of the world receive. We have so many opportunities. We've been given a lot of gifts, a lot of responsibility comes with that. We've been given the fullness of the faith. We've had the opportunity to practice our faith. We have so many privileges that others don't have. So you are, in a sense, the leaders of the people. You have many opportunities that most people in the world do not. This goes for you, goes for me, goes for all of us. So do we humbly ask the Lord to work through us? Do we stay close to His mercy by receiving the sacrament of reconciliation often? Or have we habitually rejected Jesus' invitation, or His warning, or His pleas to turn away from sin, to humble our pride, to receive His mercy? So, if you haven't gone to confession in a long time, I guess I'm just saying, come on back. We'll get you fixed up. It'll be good. It's an opportunity. The Lord wants to heal you. You don't have to come to me. You can go to another priest somewhere in the city or wherever. We're going to look at this theme of mercy, forgiveness, which is needed so much in our world right now. We're going to spend some time looking at that. The bulletin article this week, or there's an insert that talks about it. We're trying to offer this as an opportunity to just take away any barriers, anything that's blocking you from receiving the fullness of God's graces. Come, receive His mercy. Don't stand on ceremony, but return with an open heart and a contrite heart so that God can heal you. Today, Jesus speaks to us in His gospel. What is your response to Him? How will you respond to His invitation to go into the vineyard?